whitewater was pretty important to you. You came to whitewater first. Let me ask you this. Why whitewater and then why stout?
Well, you know, I had a good opportunity at Whitewater. Carrie Corello is married to Joe Corello, who is originally from Bruce, where I went to school, and they're great family friends of ours, and they did a camp every summer in Bruce, and I attended all the way from elementary school through high school, and I was very comfortable with Carrie, and I just thought it was a great opportunity for me for my freshman year, and it was 5 hours away from home, and I just decided after my first year it was just too far. My family wasn't able to make it to enough games, and I wasn't able to get home enough, and it was just too far away from home. And then I started talking to Coach Thomas about transferring to Stout, and I was looking at some other schools as well, and it just came down to Stout because I just loved talking with Coach Thomas. The Stout program has always been just amazing. I'm.
Do you like to run?
Oh, I love to run. That's definitely my style. And yeah, that was definitely a turn on for me. I love the style of play here at Stout and the way Coach Thomas coaches. And I'm really think I made the right choice.
Well, we're sure glad you did. That's for sure.
Well,
all right, come to me with this one now. Point guard, toughest position in Thomas's offense, defense as well. Your thoughts on being, I don't know, you're the catalyst, you're the point guard, you're the quarterback, whatever. Your thoughts on being point guard. Because you had to learn a lot from kids that were here before you. You sat on the bench, you learned a lot. Tell me about it.
You know, I would not, it's my favorite position. I would not rather be playing any other position. I'm really glad I'm the point guard. I love to be the floor general. I love to be in charge, and it's at times, you know, there's like Coach Thomas says, there's a lot of pressure that comes along with being the point guard, but I just take that in and I just love it. I love that role, and I really learned a lot my sophomore year. Amanda Geisler was the point guard, and she really helped me out a lot. She was always trying to tell me things and what Coach Thomas was looking for and what she did, and she was just fun to watch. She was so quick and such a great passer, and she was just so smart on the floor. And then Lindsay Geisler, Amanda's sister, actually helped me out quite a bit last year. I played with Lindsay on the floor a lot, her being a two guard and me being a one guard. And she was just such a strong leader on the floor, just in passing and taking it to the basket. And she was just so strong on the floor. She led by example, and she was just fun to watch. And I really learned a lot from both of them.
Your thoughts on the... Well, let's put it this way. There are times we saw this at Oshkosh. We saw it at Stevens Point. We have to set offense as well. There's times when, hey, we can't run, or we run when all of a sudden we can't run. You thought something, hey, all of a sudden you're out there at the point because you're not going to go post up something like Stocky might,
right?
But you're outside there. Your thoughts on set offense?
You know, our favorite thing to do as a team and my favorite thing to do as the point guard is for us to just run, just go and pitch it up the floor and get a quick basket. But when we do set stuff up, we become much better at being patient. And, you know, especially on Wednesday night at Stevens Point, we were doing so well at just getting the ball on the wing and feeding it inside. And that's kind of our game plan every night, having Julia inside, is we got to get it in there. And she's so strong in there. And I think that especially Wednesday night, we really did a great job of that. And most of our half-court offenses are run around trying to get it inside or, you know, setting some screens for a good three-point shot. So I think we're doing a really good job.
You'll take that three-point shot, too. We know that for sure. Talk to me about this elementary education thing, kid, because you're at the point guard situation. Your learning process out there. You're teaching out there. Elementary education is a great deal about patience and also teaching.
Yeah, you know, I never knew what I wanted to be growing up, and then after my freshman year of college, I decided that's what I wanted to do, and I think it just, you know, I have a big family, and I have a lot of younger cousins, and I just love being around kids, and, you know, I really love to learn, whether it's on the court or in the classroom, and I like to pass that along, whether it's teaching in the classroom or coaching, and I hope that I'm able to do that here coming up after I'm finished with basketball.
Having another Gerber down here doesn't hurt matters any either, does it?
It doesn't at
for